Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
We're seeing the rise of a concept called buy now, pay later interest-free payment schemes, from benefiting major retailers like Takealot and Amazon to disrupting traditional credit systems. The concept is changing the financial landscape, I would contend. And joining me now is Gerard Janssen van Vuren, who is flagship global equity analyst, to unpack the opportunities, the risks and the implications of what is, I think, a rapidly growing payment model. And I think it's also very apt that we're talking about this just days away from Black Friday. So, Gerard, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. So maybe just summarize for me, first of all, the key ways in which BNPL is disrupting credit systems, not just in this country, but globally.
Thanks, Jeremy. Buy now, pay later is having an effect on different industries. Firstly, on Takealot and Amazon, they are helping them facilitate sales. And what we are seeing is larger baskets per order for people using buy now, pay later. We're seeing companies like Google and Meta, they will definitely benefit as they could do more specific and targeted ads. And companies like Visa and MasterCard might see changes in how consumers spend and therefore in the transaction fees that they can charge. And finally, we'll see some possibly different spending habits from consumers, which will impact banks in terms of credit card balances.
So let's talk about those spending habits in just a moment. But do we have any sense of what the adoption rate is like in South Africa? How popular is it?
From the PayFlex CEO's comments in August, we can see that people using Buy Now, Pay Later on average order 30% more in per basket. And they reported 7.5 billion rand processed in the last 6 years. But they also mentioned that it has grown roughly 100% year on year. And these comments were made in August 2024.
So obviously growing exponentially, of that there is no doubt. And am I correct in saying it's a concept that's being more widely adopted by younger consumers? And if that's the case, obviously that is also going to have a real impact on retail trends and consumer behavior going forward.
Yes, we're seeing especially millennials and Gen Z adoption rates way higher than with older people. But what we are seeing is also older people are catching on and they're also starting to adopt buy now, pay later.
And industries, Gerard, or sectors that are most affected by the rise of BNPL, either positively or negatively, I'm assuming this would be a deep dive into the hard retail sector.
Yes, the retail guys, Takealot, Amazon, those sorts of companies will definitely benefit. But and then your offline retail might be impacted negatively, although there are a few innovative products globally where you can do BNPL even if you shop in store. So that might reverse the trend a little bit if we start seeing that in South Africa. But currently, it's mostly focused on online purchases.
And Gerard, maybe the question I should have asked you right at the very beginning is why? What factors are driving this rapid growth in popularity compared to more familiar and traditional credit options?
There's a few factors driving it. Firstly, for consumers, it's a great product if you are responsible with your finances. It allows you to buy on credit and pay in installments, so you don't need to pay the whole amount upfront. And there's no interest, which is a big difference compared to buying with a credit card, which sometimes has 20% interest rates. So that's one of the drivers. And yeah, there's just this driver that people are, in some cases, more constrained with finances, and they would like to spread out big purchases like a television and a couch, for example, spread it out over 4 payments instead of one.
What about credit checks before you embark on this?
Credit checks, from the research I've done, it can be quite limited in some cases with BNPL providers, and that is definitely a risk. There's a lack of visibility in some cases, I believe, into how these consumers would behave if they start struggling with their finances. And in South Africa, we do, in certain income sections, see that people are a bit more indebted than in other countries, and it will be interesting to see how this plays out.
And that, of course, is the concern, is it not, that this could encourage irresponsible consumer behavior if they see no interest attached to the purchase that they're going to make. And I foresee here, in spite of the benefits that you've outlined to me, all sorts of potential trouble.
Yes, definitely. And we're seeing a push towards regulation as well. In a few different countries towards regulating BNPL more stringently and making sure that these credit checks that should be happening in any rational market, is we should maybe see more a push towards that.
And what do we know about regulation in South Africa right now? Is that applicable?
Anecdotally speaking, there's not as many credit checks as you would do if you had to take out a credit card. There's not all the income checks necessarily. It's very quick and easy, and that is almost a bit concerning. It's very easy to get credit on the BNPL platforms.
So how are these BNPL companies then mitigating default risk, which we agree is potentially very high, while also maintaining their appeal to consumers?
In some cases, we've seen companies like Klarna in global context. What they've done is they've actually gone and sold some of their books to other companies. Therefore, they're not sitting with the risk that companies don't end up paying them. They take a discount on what they would have made, but they sell away the books. Sounds a little bit like 2008, although it's on a much smaller scale. And other things that I know companies in South Africa are doing is there can be quite big fees if you fail to make a payment. And that's obviously their way of recouping some of the loss that they might suffer, and also makes up for a few other people who probably default on their accounts.
And Gerard, the traditional credit card providers themselves and the banks, what are they doing? How are they adapting to what is obviously a risk and a competitive threat here?
What I've seen in a global context is that companies, especially some of the banks, are offering this as one of their products. They're trying to mitigate the impact that this has, because in some studies, they found that people who use Buy Now, Pay Later more have lower credit card balances because they're just shifting the transactions towards their Buy Now, Pay Later. And it remains to be seen, is that going to continue? Or if indebted consumers start buying on Buy Now, Pay Later, will they eventually end up with bigger credit cards? So that's definitely going to impact the banks one way or another.
Now, let me ask you a final question. I think it's very useful that we're having this conversation just ahead of Black Friday. So what should consumers and, I guess, regulators be looking out for to balance the benefits and risks of BNPL as it continues to grow? The horse has bolted the stable already. It's happening. It's a reality in South Africa. But there's got to be some concern that a consumer would have, or at least a caution, before embarking on a wild spending spree?
Yes. Consumers especially should ensure that they have the funds up front, almost all the funds up front before they make a purchase. And if not possible, then they should be very, very diligent in planning out their finances over the next few weeks, as these payments can catch them off guard. And instead of buying four times larger basket because you only have to pay a quarter up front, you must realize you still will have to spend that, fork out the money at some point.
Well, I think the benefits have been explained, but the risks have certainly been articulated. Gerard Jansen van Vuren, thank you very much indeed. Equity analyst at Flagship Global. Always good talking to you, and thanks for the analysis.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.